Welcome to the Outcast of WBDG. Today we're going to talk about the Travis Scott burger. What are your thoughts?
I love Fortnite and I love Travis Scott. $6 burger, Big Mac. That's all it is.
That's a lot of very key search words. Did you go to Google?
No. No. Everybody on the internet right now is freaking out because the Travis Scott burger, and I think it's just the normal burger, and people just slap Travis Scott on it and go to Fortnite, and they're like, oh, it's different. They're like,
I mean, I could tell you why people think it's so good, and that's because, well, people like Fortnite, people like Travis Scott, and then people like McDonald's. So, three things going into one, they think that they like get some attention, and so far it has.
Where did Fortnite come in on all of this? Because I know, like, there's the Travis Scott burger at McDonald's. Is it just because he was in Fortnite that one time?
Yeah, it's just because he was in Fortnite that one time. Everybody was like, oh, Travis Scott's so awesome. And all the, like, 12-year-olds got really into it. And then, yeah. Well, not just the 12-year-olds, but everybody that plays Fortnite.
And apparently us, too. Because now we're here talking about the Travis Scott burger.
I haven't had one yet. But I know what's on it, and I know what it is just by looking
what's
at it.
What's on it? What's
yo,
the
I
burn?
I saw that bacon on there and lettuce, and that's all I saw. Literally.
Whatever the case, it looks fire. Just
it's just the cheeseburger. It's literally just a cheeseburger. Just go buy something else. It's
okay.
It's
well,
$6 for the Travis Scott burger, but. Really?
Okay, but would it be better if they had the Travis Scott burger at Burger King? Would it be a better burger?
Yes. Well, no. It'd be the same thing. They'd just make it a Baconator ripoff or something. Is that? No.
That's Wendy's. That's Wendy's.
They'd make it like
Wendy's.
Uh-oh,
guys. I'm getting my stuff mixed up.
Now you're heading over to Arby's. Where are you going, man?
What is Burger King?
No, he's going to Chick-fil-A.
I don't remember what Burger King. What does Burger King have? I forgot what they have.
Whopper.
They basically have the same stuff. Yeah, Wendy's does. They just name it different things.
They have the Big Mac, but it's called the Whopper. It's got like a bunch of stuff on it.
Basic Big Mac ingredients, minus the Travis Scott.
Subject on food. What's your favorite Pringles can flavor?
Normal.
You suck.
Hey, man.
You suck.
That's honestly a tough one.
You don't
want to
spice up the relationship a little bit, if you know what I'm saying?
I don't have a relationship with Pringles.
Sorry. I do.
I don't have much experience with Pringles, but I'd probably say, like, the cheddar flavored ones, I guess. I don't know.
Bruh. Have you even tried the pizza flavor?
No.
It is astounding. It is amazing. It is not one to be trifled with.
Is it like bad pizza flavor? I don't get it.
No, it's pizza. It's pizza. It's exactly what it says it is. It's a cheese pizza.
I don't know how a chip that can taste like pizza, but okay.
I'm not, like, go ask them. Go ask them. They're the only ones who know because they make it, so it's you gotta ask them.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but, like,
I know. I'm not saying you are. It's just I'm not the one to be asked, you know, how they do it, because I don't know.
What do you mean? I saw you at the production line last week.
Oh, dang. That was my clone. That wasn't me.
That was his twin brother.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Why was that so quiet?
Yeah. WBDG sponsored by Fortnite.
Okay.
Can we keep that?
For legal reasons, this is a joke. Now you can keep it.
Marvel, what's your thoughts?
Well, I'm not even sure if they're going to make... Well, I'm not sure if they're going to make any more Avengers movies, but...
Okay, nerd.
Okay, that last Avengers movie was pretty good, and I'm pretty sure that they're not going to want to do any more Avengers movies without Iron Man.
I don't know what you're talking about. He did start off the series and the whole journey, but we don't completely need him to make more movies.
Oh my god. He is literally like one. He is probably, if he's not the main character, he's easily second or third behind like Captain America and then like the other villain that they have.
No.
Captain America's an old man now. What's he gonna do?
Captain America's out. Iron Man's out. And then everybody else is good.
Black Widow.
Yo, when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 dropping, though? I've heard talk of that, and... Yeah. Still no word from James Gunn about it.
I mean, I'd watch, but...
You'd watch. Would you enjoy?
Well, I have to see the movie first.
Have you not seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, but some movies are good, some suck.
What do you mean?
Transformers, probably?
No. He was like, I thought he meant like Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was good, but 2 sucked. I thought that's what he was trying to say.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of movies and a lot of series to where, like, one or two movies are good, and then they have one that's just has high expectations and then just completely drop the bomb. I guess we can say that. I don't know.
Oh, like Fast and Furious. Yeah.
I mean, Fast and Furious is, like, about to... Was
Yo, they dropped some good movies and then... The plane was going down. Minor turbulence.
Well, you see, when they've made 9 movies and Vin Diesel said he wants to make 10 and then go move on to something else, I mean, some of them are going to be bad.
Now, you want to know a movie series that went downhill really fast? It's Star Wars.
Ooh, lad.
One of the best movie sagas ever, in my opinion. And guess who got a hold of it?
The big mouse.
Disney. And you want to know what Disney did?
They killed it.
They ruined it. And Force Awakens was good. You know, it was a nice comeback. It made me, when Finn lit up the lightsaber, it was really like, with the TV tech we have nowadays, it looks so much better and more satisfying to see after, what, 10 years of it, you know, the last Star Wars movie being made. And then to come back and then have that, it was really satisfying. But I was also mad because they killed my favorite character. Rest in peace, Han Solo.
That...
Ben's a traitor.
The internet was wild.
Ben's a traitor. That time. Ben's a traitor.
Well, at least he's making a comeback. Han Solo, isn't he?
No. he's dead.
He's making a comeback with the floor.
Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
He did. I forgot when it was. I think it was after Force Awakens, yeah. He did have his own movie. But it wasn't actually like Harrison Ford Han Solo. It was still a good movie, though.
I think I'm just thinking of the wrong movie series right now.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the wrong
movie series. No, the Jedi, series. The Sith, the Laser Blades, and... What are you thinking about? How could you... What did you get confused?
When he got killed in Fast and Furious.
We're not talking about Fast and Furious. We literally talked about how Disney got a hold of Star Wars, and you're like, ugh,
okay,
Fast
and Furious. Okay, well, I thought you guys moved on to something else, and I just didn't realize.
I just...
Maybe Disney will have Fast and Furious, too. Yeah, they're maybe, taking it all.
Maybe they'll buy that and then ruin the series even more.
There's no way Disney can do that. No chance.
Oh, you underestimate the mouse.
You underestimate the power of Walt Disney.
The frozen head man.
Now, there's also been talk of John Wick Chapter 4, Keanu Reeves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird, because I've heard rumors of it dropping in 2022, and then as soon as COVID hit, everybody's like, ooh, 2024. And then, I don't know what to believe.
You wouldn't think the coronavirus would last for multiple years.
People freak out, and then they get all... The media is like... I don't know how to explain it. It's just like...
The media is good for over-exaggerating.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like they spread more fear than news.
Oh, for sure.
It's like they tell the news, but then they take it just a little out of proportion and then start blabbing about the bad sides of what's happening, and then everybody starts to get scared of it, and then you got the whole country freaking out, and then that's that. Whole country's on lockdown. You just scared everybody to death. Okay, back to Travis Scott Fortnite. What's his net worth? Y'all know? The Travis Scott net worth?
Roughly half of Fortnite.
Well, then he'd be pretty rich if that was the case.
I don't know about that. I mean, he'd be rich, yeah, but would he be rich?
He's probably... Before he even got put in Fortnite, he was probably making bank anyways, so I think he's good.
You're right. Fortnite just got his, like, fan base, I guess, to just skyrocket and...
Yeah, for all the little 10-year-olds that didn't know who he was,
yeah, they do. Now they do.
I feel like the Fortnite craze is so, like, gone for most people, but there's just, like, a lot of media behind it, so it stays, like, popular. Because I think most people wouldn't even know about, like, the Travis Scott in Fortnite unless they didn't like advertise it like crazy and news were talking about it like, oh, Fortnite, they got him, he's in there, he's singing a song, look at him go.
The event I heard was pretty good.
Well, the thing is, I feel like not as many people would know what the Travis Scott burger is, but more than you think would know, because McDonald's has been a really good fast food place for a long, long time now.
They've also been known to give people a lot of diabetes over the years. False fact.
That's why they're known. That's why they're known.
McDonald's is sending Hitman after me now.
I'm done.
After I said that.
Wow.
They're sending him.
Just having a bounty on your head.
Yeah, and their payment,
that's the first
their payment is a Travis Scott burger, and then like medium French fries and a drink, and then $6 because that's how much it is.
What, just the burger or the whole thing?
No, like the meal. I got a Spotify ad this morning that was talking about that, and he was like, "Hi, my name's Travis Scott. You can go to any McDonald's right now and pick up my Travis Scott burger. It'll be $6 and get you a nice little side of fries and a drink." And then it cut to Carlos Santana, and then that was it.
Oh, nice.
You know who that is?
Not really, but...
The man, the myth, the legend, Carlos Santana? Black Magic Woman?
Nah.
Oyo, como va?
Nope.
No.
Just dead silence. That's all.
Metallica?
Not off the top of my head.
You don't? Do you know who it is, or is it like?
You'd have to give me like some artists for me to figure out some Metallica.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Mm.
Inner Sandman.
For just a little bit of him.
2x4, Sad But True, Nothing Else Matters, Unforgiven, Unforgiven 2, Unforgiven 3.
So when's his Unforgiven 4 coming out?
I think they gave up on it.
I would too.
The Unforgiven series is like, music-wise, was like, the first one was fire, the second one was meh, and then the third one was also meh, and then I think they realized that and were like, okay, we gotta stop before this gets out of hand.
Well, at least they're smart.
Guns N' Roses? You guys like Guns N' Roses?
Never heard of it.
You need to take a trip to Music Town once in a while, and you need to listen to some old rock and roll.
Well, you see, I would listen to music more often, but, like, I just find a reason not to.
What about Earth, Wind, and Fire? You know them at all?
Maybe.
Earth, Wind, Fire?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe? Well, all right, what are you thinking about? What song?
No songs, I just think I know the name.
Oh, I mean... No, and before you start getting ideas, no, it's not The Last Airbender. It's intro or something. It's like,
dang it, that was my answer.
I'm thinking of a song of theirs. What song? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's like one of their most listened to songs. It's,
Air?
No. I'm thinking. Give me a second. It's not Shining Star. It's, September. That's the song. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Why didn't
Side
I?
Side of September.
Of course.
Yeah, dude, that song. What about Rick Astley? You know him?
No. No, I don't. Never seen him. Never heard of him. No.
Okay, just making. No. Just have to check.
That
okay?
Redhead guy? No.
I just have to check and make sure you're keeping up with the world. And then we also. What about Stevie Wonder? Stevie?
Oh, good old Stevie Wonder.
I don't know where the WWE went. Is it just John Cena and friends? No.
Literally, the remnants of WWE are just, yeah, John Cena and then Dave Bautista. But mostly Dave Bautista is known because of Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. Which is ironic since we just talked about that earlier.
Hey, callback.
So he's more known for being in movies than being on... WWE. Well, yeah.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, though, are very, like, their fan base is bigger than WWE's, I like to think, and I think people see a lot more of him there in Guardians of the Galaxy than they do actual, like, WWE, because they're, like, all scheduled and stuff, and if you don't watch it, it's gone, mostly, unless they post it on, like, YouTube of clips of him or something, but... Plus, Drax is like the ultimate character in the Marvel Universe.
The guy's just a goofball hanging out.
I feel
people like
just
him.
The Guardians of the Galaxy in a whole are just the best out of all the Avengers. They're goofy, but they can get serious. And when they get serious, they get stuff done. But yet again, when they goof off, they also get stuff done, ironically.
It's perfect.
It's kind of how Spider-Man is.
Spider-Man sucks. Tobey Maguire is the man.
I feel like the like Tom Holland Spider-Man kind of like became a little bit more like about the MCU than it was about Spider-Man himself. Like it feels like there's not as much like spunk in him, right?
What do you mean by that?
He's not like quipping anything. He's not like making jokes left and right. He's not like trying to. He's just different, right?
he's just different.
It's a lot more emotional, which I can like appreciate, but it's not the same as Spider-Man.
I feel like with the whole, like, because you had the Amazing Spider-Man with, what was his name? I remember his name.
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. Garfield. That was his name. And, like, with the Amazing Spider-Man and then Tobey Maguire starting off the Spider-Man series. Well, not really the series, but the, you know, beginning the use of putting Spider-Man into, like, movies instead of, like, comics. They're pulling him out of the comics and putting him into movies like they did with Iron Man and all of Stan Lee's good stuff. Rest in peace, by the way. Stan Lee was the man. But, yeah, I feel like they all told sort of a different type of Peter. I feel like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was just the mix of both, where he matched up with Spider-Man while also matching up with Peter Parker almost perfectly. As with, I feel, Andrew Garfield was more the Spider-Man, like, their view on Peter wasn't that good, but the Spider-Man view was good. And then with Tom Holland, I feel like the Peter view was good, and then the, yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a little different. Thank you for listening to the Outcast of WBDG. Pleasure, you know, talking.